Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Women have always been a large part of many farming operations, but in recent years, many of them are now running the farm. Trigg County farmer Alana Baker is one of the women who decided to return to the farm on a gut feeling.
I woke up and knew that it was time to come home, and I can't explain it any other way than divine intervention, because it wasn't but within a year and a half that my dad was diagnosed with cancer and then he passed. So it was a blessing to be able to come home, and now it's a blessing to be able to continue his legacy and keep things going there on the farm.
Once she was back at Riverbend Farms in Trigg County, Baker says her training began with her mom and dad, Mary Beth and Stan Baker.
They were grooming me and helping me. I learned a whole lot that first year behind dad, just in the management decisions. People think that farming is sitting in a tractor all day long, and there's a lot more to it. You've got to be a banker and a weatherman and a marketer.
She adds there were a lot of changes she found when she returned to the farm.
When I left, we didn't have a lick of GPS guidance on any tractor, and within the 7 years that I was gone, when I came back, every piece of equipment had this new technology, and that's been awesome for me as a young person. My dad never would use it though. It's been interesting to watch the transition from picking a fence row post on the other end of the field to drive a straight line and hitting a button.
We'll have more in a moment. Since 1993, the Farm Bureau Scholarship Foundation has been working to assist Kentucky youth in their goal of obtaining a post-secondary education. Each year, the county and state organizations award financial help to enable hundreds of students to begin their college careers. Learn more. Start planning now. Go online to kyfb.com/scholarships. That's kyfb.com/scholarships. A public service message from Kentucky Farm Bureau. Baker says taking over the farm has presented some challenges.
Trying to make sure that I'm making good marketing decisions. 5 or 10 cents could mean make or break in this kind of ag economy. It's also been difficult buying machinery. That was not something that I was comfortable with, not something that I knew a lot about. So I've relied on the guys that work with us to help me make those decisions. And so far, it's been okay.
She says she's also found some extra joy being at home on the farm.
I like being in the tractor or at the dryer or doing things at night, because it's a chance to put my phone away. I'm not getting phone calls at night, and actually enjoy what I'm doing. Those are the quiet hours, I think, that I really get to talk to dad, and that's what I enjoy more than anything.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.